Well, we're at the Business Network Banbridge. We've just finished the meeting this morning, and speaking for us was Martin McConville. Martin, give us your title and what you've been speaking about today.
My title, Donald, is I'm a director of the Professional Skills Division within Breckenridge, and my role within that is to improve the marketplace for management skills, sales skills, and all business-to-business related programs, workshops, and so forth.
You were talking about the consultative process this morning.
Yes, I was. A very big aspect of what's needed in particularly the Northern Ireland marketplace, where when you get a chance to get a customer, keep the customer through very well-researched current thinking on soft skills. Not mechanisms, but basically soft skills and how to develop the customer.
So you're really talking about the relationship, the personal relationship almost,
yes,
with the person who's buying from
you. Yes, the consultative process or the consultative salesperson is now known as the trusted advisor. So by definition, you can see it's based upon that principle of relationship.
It's how you assess that situation now. You're having to reframe how you look at business in that,
yes,
respect.
Yes, we are indeed. 70% of recurring businesses are available to companies if they look after their customers. So it's not just an academic thing or a nice-to-do thing or a nice-to-feel-good-about thing. It has raw edge to it, dirt under the fingernails, sort of business success factors.
So in this time of what we're calling the recession and perhaps getting deeper, it's time to focus perhaps on the smaller amount of people who brought you business before,
yes,
rather than trying to chase,
yeah,
for that lesser amount of new business.
One of the very many understandings that are not new but now more understood is the fact that you should constantly keep thinking about your market, thinking about how to use new skills, thinking about how to satisfy it better, thinking how to beat your competitor as opposed to just dropping your price. So that's a real business gain to be had on current thinking. Thinking is one of them that is misunderstood and least practiced.
Martin, thank you very much.
Not at all, Donald. Thank you.